following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday, it's a new week. Got lots of great shows planned for you today, starting off with this one today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Anthony Roberts. Anthony is always on the cutting edge of breaking news, and in fact, something that he reported on actually made it into Fox News. I'm going to bring Anthony on right away. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. How you doing, Carl?
Great, great. Later in the show, many of you have asked for Chris Masterjohn to come on the show to debunk a lot of the information about vitamin A. We've done several shows on vitamin A, and we're more confused than ever, and we're hoping that Chris is going to help us navigate what's legitimate and what's not. But before we do all of that, I want to use the first couple minutes of this show to talk about something that has been bothering me, quite frankly. Anthony, you were one of the first guests on my show. In fact, you were the first guest to have the entire hour dedicated to you when you came out with the book, Anabolic Steroids, The Ultimate Research Guide, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I've been doing this show now for 7 years. In November of this year, we broke 514,000 downloads in a single month. Now, okay, I do 22 shows a month, so that really is like a diluted number. And the average episode probably gets 20,000 downloads, maybe 17,000 downloads, the average episode. Some groundbreaking episodes will break 30,000 downloads. So, you know, and that's in a single month. And I know that that's not like immensely huge. I'm not an international celebrity, but you know, I feel like I've done the work and I've worked hard to develop a good radio show. I get lots of emails from people thanking me for doing the show, lots of Facebook posts and so on. Recently, I started to watch iTunes because a lot of my listeners subscribe through iTunes, and that's where they download the show. So it's come to my attention that in the world of iTunes, I am persona non grata. I never make it into any lists. I never make it into the top 50. I clearly am hard to find. Unless you're looking specifically for Superhuman Radio, you will never ever see iTunes promote my show like they do sponsored shows. You know, you know how they do that, Anthony? They'll take a show that they think, wow, this is really a neat podcast, and they'll put it up. So when you log into iTunes, you see these podcasts, like these are, you know, not sponsored, but what do they call them?
A supported link or whatever.
Yeah, favorites, right. I am persona non grata on iTunes, okay? I probably have produced more episodes than anybody out there. Granted, quantity is not equal to quality. But I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I doing wrong to be relegated to the bottom of the list in the iTunes world? And short of coming forth and asking the portion of my audience that subscribes through iTunes to take a minute and log into your iTunes account and find my podcast, make a comment and rate it. Even if the comment is good, one word, make a comment and rate the show so that there is a true representation of the number of people who listen through iTunes to get the show some recognition. It's frustrating to me. I have to be honest with you. I can employ cognitive dissonance and say, well, it doesn't matter to me because I'm doing the good work and I get the response of the people. But it's like I see people on iTunes and I listen to some, and Anthony, I've broken my first cardinal rule. I used to say this on Off Topic. Aaron would always say to me, Carl, why don't you listen to the other shows? And I say, I don't listen to anybody else's podcast because I never want to be influenced. I don't want to not do a show, and I don't want to do a show because I heard about it on someone else's show. I want everything to be organic from inside out. You follow me?
Right.
Okay. but I've started breaking my own rules. I've gone to the top 10 podcasts in the health category, and there clearly are some people who belong there, like Rob Wolf, you know?
Yeah.
But there's some other people that I'm thinking to myself, like this girl that was in the top, she does like a 6-minute little podcast and then promotes her book at the end. And like she's telling people that, you know, whole grains are good. Okay, you shouldn't eat a lot, but whole grains are good. It's like, okay. So in other words, I have to preach the mainstream message in order to make it to the top of iTunes? Is that the answer?
You know, I think there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we spoke about this. I think one is that people can get your show in a lot of different places, whereas I bet a lot of these people who who dominate iTunes probably are basically iTunes exclusive. So, you know, they're sort of putting every one of their listeners in one place while yours are spread out.
Right.
I mean, I think that's one thing, you know, to consider. And the other is, you know, people do a lot of weird stuff. I mean, people have these, you know, promotions and, you know, sort of out there constantly, you know, begging for people to just, you know, click the play button for them. And, you know, when these other people do, it's not really a great representation of what their listenership is. It's, you know, people who want to get rid of them or stop getting messages, you know?
Well, you know, I subscribe to the Men's Health podcast because they're in like the top 10 of the health podcasts on iTunes. And so I subscribe to the Men's Health podcast. And this morning while I was in the sauna, shaving and giving myself a facial, preparing for my hormesis exercise of jumping from 160-degree sauna to a literally ice-cold flipping shower, which I do daily, I'm listening to this guy admitting that he's the guy who does the Men's Health podcast, and he's, you know, like a flabby underachiever. It's like I'm trying to walk the walk that I talk because I get as much out of these interviews as my listeners. I don't understand how these people make it into the top. It's like, why aren't people shunning them for being...
Well, remember, too, Men's Health, you know, probably pays for some kind of advertising on iTunes. Hmm. You know, they probably pay for it, and they probably... You know, with the reach of their website, you know, and links on there, and more likely than not, they're promoting it in the magazine. So places that are essentially paying, I think, to get those rankings are a bit deceptive. I mean, these are guys who are out there, you know, doing a different thing. And also remember, there's something – Men's Health is a great example, right? Because if you look at Men's Health, right, they're doing – like, let's say a while ago they were doing Gerard Butler and the 300 workout and all this noise, right?
Right, right.
But they're, you know, so they have a pretty big impact factor in that now a bunch of, you know, sort of uninformed, you know, trainers will go, oh, the 300 workout, I had no idea such a thing existed. You know, it's, and in the end it's like circuit training, you know?
Right.
So, and now all of a sudden at gyms, people are doing the 300 workout, right? So they have a huge impact factor, but they're not really, you know, at the front of anything. They're years behind.
Right. But that's my
question. Which is kind of where you need to be, though, if you want to be at the front of iTunes.
That's my point. It's like, look, we have a huge audience. Millions of people listen to the show around the world. And I'm not just making those numbers up, okay? It's like, why aren't they... brave enough, bold enough to get up there and say, no, this is the truth, and stand up to those mediocre, middle-of-the-road people who are still going, no, you know, grain's okay. You should eat, you know, lots of grain.
You know, the best, you know, thing to say about that is, I mean, look at someone like, what's her name, Jillian Michaels or something?
I've been listening to her show, and I got to be honest with you. I didn't like her when I saw her on that reality TV show, but I've listened to her podcast, and she really sounds like a really, really nice person. She shares a lot of herself with her audience.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, is this, right? At this stage, for her to stay at the cutting edge or get to the cutting edge, okay, the average person to lose, you know, 5,000 pounds because they're grotesquely overweight and they've been eating McDonald's for their whole life and all this noise. for her to get that person in shape, she needs to have a very small knowledge base, right?
Yeah.
But for her to make whatever it is she makes a year, $20 million from having her face on, like, workout videos, you know, in Kmart, she needs to have a fairly broad knowledge base in terms of business or work with people who do. And the only way she's going to start making more money is to expand her business knowledge base, not her, you know, her exercise acumen.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to get someone from 3% to 2% body fat. She needs to get someone from 45% body fat to 20.
Right, right.
So that requires sort of very little practical knowledge of the sort you and I would appreciate. But she needs to have this sort of business knowledge, and that's why her iPod, you know, whatever show is going to be at the top, because she's marketing it towards these 45% body fat people, and there's very little by way of, you know, sort of in-depth discovery.
I gotta tell you what I think of her now. I didn't think that she was all that.
I've never
great.
Heard anything she's done, by the way. I know that.
But neither did I. I only saw her on TV, and I thought, God, does she really scream at people like this and really get results? But after listening to her podcast, I realized that they edited the crap out of her to make her look like that person. And the same thing happened to her at the doctors. When I saw her on the doctors, I thought to myself, what the hell are you doing on this show? They're never going to let you get your message out because your message is contrary to theirs. Their message is the medical orthodoxy has all the answers. Take a pill or listen to your doctor. And really, the truth is the average well-educated, knowledgeable personal trainer is more of a healthcare practitioner than a doctor today. I'm thinking to myself, Jillian, what are you doing on this show? Unless you're just they actually, I got to be honest with you. I think they snookered her to bring her audience over. That's what I think they did. And I feel bad because, you know what? They don't deserve that audience. And that audience isn't going to stay with them once she left the show. But anyway, here, the bottom line is this. We're coming into this break, and I don't want to belabor this. I'm asking those of you who listen to the show via iTunes to take a second, log into your iTunes account, and comment about the show and rate the show. And you know what? Be honest. If you don't like the show but you listen once in a while, say that. If you like certain episodes but not other episodes, say that. Help me make it a better show for you. But I want to understand why or what I'm doing wrong that's keeping me, you know, in the bowels of the basement over at the iTunes store in health. That's all. Please help me out. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a story that Anthony broke. I had to keep it quiet until he was ready to come on the show. Very, very exciting information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPE.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Superhuman Radio Show. The most disrespected show in the industry. I am officially the Rodney Dangerfield of radio show hosts. Maybe it's my music. Maybe I shouldn't play I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar coming out of the break. What do you think, Anthony?
You know, you asked the wrong guy. I'm a huge Rodney Dangerfield fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. So am I. I loved Rodney. Anyway. All right, so here we go. About a week and a half ago, you started to leak information to me, teasing me with a story that was going to break on Fox News' website.
Well, yeah, what actually happened was I was sort of tracking a bunch of different things, and I had, you know, through various contacts.
I know you. I know you have to maintain.
No, the interviews. Yeah, well, it's very rare. Like, for example, Sports Illustrated did some interviews that led to the publication of something like, you know, dietary supplements, what you don't know might kill you. But it's very hard to be interviewing people throughout this industry and have it not really circulate among people. You know, you can't start, you know, a mainstream media outlet can't really start researching something without, you know, making a couple waves. So, you know, there's nothing sort of untoward going on there, other than, you know, there's interlopers kind of stomping around, and, you know, footprints are made.
Right.
That being said, you know, what ultimately happened was this Friday in the technology sci-tech section of
Foxnews.com,
there was an article published, an exclusive, and it was online reputation manager hacked websites to inject illegal code. Okay?
Right. Now why is this even important to our audience? We're going to get into here in a second. But the reality is, I mean, you have to start from the beginning. So I want everybody to stay tuned and listen to this and see where it goes. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, so this article appears and it gets into the idea of online reputation management and how, you know, people kind of, for whatever reason, could develop a bad reputation online. Usually it's because they deserve a bad reputation for the most part, you know, and companies have sprung up to help you deal with that. Now, last year, one of the companies that sprang up that developed a bad online reputation was Progenix, the protein powder company.
Right, right.
And they developed a bad reputation because they're a bad company. And they had a guy working for them at the time named Darren Mead.
Right.
And he found a company, I'm not sure how, called Rexfield, okay? And Rexfield is an online reputation management company. Now, these two went on Fox News LA and did a segment all about how, you know, they were going to clean up Progenics's and Darren's undeserved bad reputation, and yeah, made a bunch of other bold claims. Well, it turns out, and I didn't know this at the time, and, you know, the subject of the story was you know, these two idiots, but sort of the background was me, because I was the one sort of putting this information
right,
out about
them. And, let's talk about that just for a second, because it deserves some attention. You had a blog where you posted well-researched stories.
Court documents, yeah. I mean, nothing on there rose to the level of defamation or libel, and if it did, I would have been sued for it. And you know what? I have been sued for libel.
Right.
Unsuccessfully.
And none of it was conjecture. None of it was axe grinding.
No, I don't care if these guys sell protein. And again, I do want to stress, the only time I was ever sued for libel, it was completely unsuccessful. It was dismissed.
Right. And I didn't mean to step over that, but what I did want to say was that you wrote both positive and negative things about Progenics at one point in time. So it's not like as though...
I was confused into thinking there was something positive about them.
No, but there are, like anything, there are aspects that are positive about any situation. And in your defense, it wasn't like you just found something positive and pushed it under the rug. You reported that too. So you really see yourself as a journalist, a reporter, who reports on stories, and quite often, like news magazines like 60 Minutes and Dateline, a lot of people don't want their stories reported on when they have things that they want hidden. So you were publishing information about the company and about the people in the company. And Darren Mead was one of those people, and he wanted to basically get you erased. Now, he tried to shut your blog down, but that didn't work, right?
No, he was unsuccessful, and I mean, that's kind of, you know, another story. Darren, Darren was highly unsuccessful, and then Michael Roberts from Rexfield was highly unsuccessful. I mean, all they really did was went on Fox and pouted and cried and whatever. But so then this other article comes out, you know. And I actually, you know, didn't know any of this until, you know, the article came out. But what they'd been doing, so Mead goes to hire Roberts, Progenics goes to hire Michael Roberts, and Michael Roberts says, hey, I have this, you know, I'm working with this guy, and he's got a way that we can actually de-index bad stuff about you.
Wow.
And so it's not going to show up on Google, right?
Right.
So instead of just saying, oh, that's awesome, let's do this, and make no mistake, this is illegal. You can't alter the content of someone else's website without their permission. It's illegal.
Right.
Okay, so instead of simply being content to break the law one time, the people from Progenics decided they wanted to conduct an ongoing criminal enterprise and purchase the code so they could sell their criminal services of, you know, de-indexing bad stuff about people to prospective clients. Not only that, they were going to put the bad stuff up about the people.
Right.
So they were going to trash you online. So they were going to go to you party.
It's kind of like owning an alarm company. Burglarizing a house and then showing up the next morning going, hey, we just happened to be in the neighborhood and was wondering if you could use an alarm system.
Dude, it's the old mafia extortion tactic. It's you throw a brick through the window, then you come back the next day and go, you want protection from bricks?
Yeah, right.
We have brick insurance, you
right,
know? Like,
right.
That's what it is. It's, you know, and it's not particularly, like, clever and, you know, there's really nothing to what they're doing. It's just, it's extortion. And, you know, they were going to put the bad content up. And, you know, we're talking about doctors and lawyers, and you see yourself getting trashed online, you have to go do something about
well,
it.
Well, interestingly, just this morning on the way into the studio, I heard a commercial on a FM radio station for online reputation management. You know, They said for doctors, for attorneys, and professionals, don't let your reputation be trashed online. We can manage your online reputation for you. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. So,
but, you know, who's got a bad reputation? Like, what kind of a doctor has a bad reputation? It's typically not a great doctor. I mean, nobody, yeah, that guy cured me of cancer, but he's terrible.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, in general, if you have a bad reputation, you know, there's probably a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and playing all these games with search engines and trying to get it removed, you know, that really doesn't speak to the character of the people. Like, if some doctor says, man, everybody thinks I'm a jerk, my bedside manner is terrible, you know, my patients are sick, they don't get, you know, they don't get cured, well, you know, and then his next thought is, how do I not let other people know how terrible my reputation is? Why wouldn't you just address the problem? Why wouldn't you say, all right, clearly I'm doing things wrong and my reputation is suffering because of it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. But now let's weave this back in. So the company that is in the business of selling protein decided that they could also make additional revenue stream by trashing and then supplying those individuals with a way to clean up their trashed reputations online.
And they're using the funds from the protein company. So when you buy their protein, you're funding this.
Right.
In no uncertain terms. I don't want people to be confused. If you're a sponsored athlete and you're wearing their name on your chest, you're responsible for this. When you find out what they're doing and you continue to support them, you're culpable.
Okay, so now let's talk about that just for a second before we go into the break. Very few of us continued to do business with Progenix after Dr. Scott Connolly left the company because we felt that the science left the company also. However, there is a small but significant group that is using Progenix almost exclusively. Isn't CrossFit basically the only group that buys the Progenix product today?
I can't think of another group that buys Progenix. Certainly, it's not really sold where bodybuilders make their purchases. Certainly, no powerlifters use it. And their claims that, you know, all these NFL athletes use it are completely unsubstantiated. So, yeah, I would say that were that segment to stop making purchases from Progenix, it would help to shut down this illegal activity that they're engaging in.
Now, it should also be mentioned that CrossFit is a very reputable organization.
Currently, yes.
Yeah, I mean, so perhaps it just hasn't been brought to their attention. I want to talk about that when we come out of the break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And what I want to pick up with is CrossFit aware? And if so, what are they doing about it? You're listening to Anthony Roberts today. Anthony, do you have an active blog right now?
I probably will in about a month, I'll say that. And right now I'm writing on the VPX website, vpxsports.com.
Okay. So you can go to vpxsports.com to read more of Anthony's stuff until he has his blog back up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed
surpass their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
For those of you who missed out on the Age Force buy one, get one free, many of you emailed me that you didn't listen to that podcast until too late because the holidays were here. They have revived it for my audience only. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad on the right-hand side, and you can get a buy one, get one free for the new transdermal hydroxycobalamin, the natural form of B12, or the new transdermal AOD9604, which is the peptide responsible for the lipolytic effects found in growth hormone. Check them out while they last. I don't know how long they're going to do it, but they're doing it. My guest this hour is Anthony Roberts, and I am the Rodney Dangerfield of
Dude,
the radio.
Dude, honestly, I love, yeah. I love Rodney Dangerfield. Really, my favorite comedian of all time.
I met him in Las Vegas. He was a good friend of my Uncle Jasper's.
Really?
Yeah. And Rodney's biggest frustration was he didn't gain success until late in life. For those of you who don't know,
he was like in his mid-40s.
Yeah, and he was a plumbing salesman as a young man.
He had a siding,
and he started out in plumbing, and then he went to siding.
Yep.
And so he had a club downtown called Dangerfields, where comedians before Catch a Rising Star or any of those places were popular, he had a club downtown where you get on stage if you thought you had what it takes to be a comedian and play to his audience. And Rodney, I can say this posthumously, was notorious for smoking weed every single day. He loved weed. It was the one thing that brought him a great deal of joy. And I had the pleasure of meeting him in Las Vegas one day. And he was very, very cordial. You would not look at him and think anything but, oh, this is a guy from the neighborhood. That's all, you know?
Yeah, he's a real, from what I understand, too, like, he was a real, like, knock-around guy, like a real neighborhood guy.
Yeah, no, he was. He was great. He was fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story at hand here. So does CrossFit know about this recent information? And then let's summarize what was discovered in the Fox News piece that they
So what does CrossFit know? I don't actually – I don't know that, you know, the founder, Greg Glassman, and, you know, the Glassmans – I don't know that this information, for example, has filtered up to them. Certainly, I would think that it would be more difficult to be unaware of this situation with, you know, the way CrossFit is tuned into social media. It's hard to imagine that none of the 2,500 affiliates has cottoned on to this idea and said, hey, wait a minute, I know who this is, you know. So it'd be difficult for me to believe they aren't aware at this point. But
who wrote the piece in Fox News? Do you remember his name?
Perry Sciaramonte.
Okay. So what did he determine? What was the thrust of the piece?
So I'll make this clear. He didn't determine anything, okay? But when he interviewed a lawyer, okay, the lawyer was Jason Stern, who people might remember from he did interviews for MD.
He was on Off Topic too. Jason is an entertainment attorney that goes.
Yeah.
He's I can't think of him and another guy. They actually did a radio show at one time, a bodybuilding podcast.
Yeah. So he knows the industry. So this Jason Stern said you can't inject code into someone's system without their knowledge. It's like trespassing, and he cited some statutes, and they interviewed a computer forensics expert who said that, you know, this is part of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. So what was determined basically when they went to people and they said, look, this is what Michael Roberts and Rexfield is doing. What is this? Is this legal? Is this illegal? Is it just, you know, a smart technique that, you know, and the response from everybody interviewed was this is absolutely illegal, from lawyers to computer experts. You know, so what was determined, well, what will be determined by the reader is that these guys are doing something illegal. And, you know, certainly part of their campaign, and I'm going to quote from the article, which is quoting this guy, Adam Zuckerman, who owns Progenix. I'll quote from the article, and this is Zuckerman speaking. I would love to run an underground campaign that says Google's trying to destroy your reputation, right? And it goes on. And he says, I think there's a whole other campaign where we can break the parents. Send them a picture of their kid with a gun in his mouth. Google did it. Little Johnny is going to commit Googlecide. Can you stop it?
Oh, because, like, for instance, because Johnny is, like, outed for having something in on the internet, and all his friends are going to find out, so he's going to commit suicide unless they erase it.
Or there's just defamatory, libelous lies about Johnny on the internet that are put up by Progenix. So, again, to be clear, when you go to your local CrossFit gym and buy a box or bag of Progenix, you're putting a dollar into this guy's pocket that wants to threaten parents with their kids committing suicide. That's what you're doing. So
why would a company throw
a name out there. When Chris Spieler wears a shirt that says CrossFit, or says Progenix, he's helping this guy extort parents. In no uncertain terms. I don't want anyone to be unclear on my position. That's what they're doing.
Why would a company that makes a protein powder that seems to be fairly successful within a specific segment, but why would they be bothered doing something like this and taking their eye off of the core business?
Well, they don't really care about, you know, Progenix per se. Before this, they had, you know, they were running a credit scam where they said, we'll fix your credit, and then, you know, they put you on a monthly payment plan, and you know, trying to get small businesses, you know, convinced that they could get them a loan so they could, you know, expand, or they could, you know, get back on their feet, and they would just charge people for years and say, oh, we put you in the wrong program. You were in a level one program. We really needed to put you in a level two program. We'll enroll you in that one for free. It won't be any additional money. You know, then it was, oh, you needed to be in the level, you know, three program. And so these people, you know, ripped off all these small businesses on a credit scam. It's all the same people that run Progenix. You know, prior to that, they had a $20 million leasing scam that they all pled, you know, guilty on. I think three of the guys or two of the guys from Progenix were involved in that. So it's like, why would they do this? Because that's what they do. You know, they're criminals. They don't earn money legitimately. Doesn't even cross their mind. I'm sure it sickens them to actually have to sell a product and earn money. I'm sure they're sitting there saying, how could we rip people off instead of giving them a product? I'm sure that's their, because there's no, these guys are like pedophiles. You know, it's a sickness. They can't be cured.
Yeah.
They need to be euthanized.
So what happens now that this article broke in Fox News? Is there going to be a response from the to the accusations? Has there been a response to the accusations?
Michael Roberts called. This is pretty interesting. Michael Roberts, I guess he must have called Fox or something, because it says, Roberts denied those charges and all this noise. And then it says, after in the article, right, the Fox News article, it says after this article was published. So clearly Michael contacted Fox and said, there's nothing illegal about this. And I thought this article was going to make someone else look bad, but it made me look bad. And I guess he felt betrayed, which is pretty hilarious. And then he put up a blog post and said, basically said the same thing. So the response has been Michael Roberts denied everything, which, of course, he's not going to say, yeah, I'm doing illegal stuff. And, he then, in a move I can only describe as sheer stupidity, he called his ex-wife's brother and threatened him. Because I guess he felt he was behind all of this.
Yeah, you don't want to go around threatening people like at a time when the flashlight is on you.
Yeah, you especially don't want to do it to a cop.
Oh, and the guy's a cop.
Yeah, and apparently he must have left a message threatening him, like not even threatened him.
Oh my God, his IQ has got to be 6.
That's generous.
Oh man.
He's not the.
He left the message, and at the end of the message, he said, "And if you tell anybody I said this, I'll just deny it."
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. Now, Rip Off Report, because that's the site that they mainly were trying to break into, and Rip Off Report, I believe, is publishing a follow up piece, and VPXSports.com is opening a new article section. And we're leading off with a piece about this, so people be able to see.
By the time this podcast reaches those of you who are not listening live, you'll be able to go to vpxsports.com. How will they find this article?
Well, they'll be listening live, but we won't be live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For those of you, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, it'll probably be up and ready to go, right?
Yeah. So. You know what? I don't know how you'll do it because we're launching a totally. It's really exciting, right? Here's a plug. It's really exciting, right? We have like, a dozen authors, and we're launching this totally new article section. And I have no idea how to tell people how to navigate to it or get to it because like it could take over the main page or have its own thing going on. I don't even know because this is the first article.
I gotta believe that when you get to the VPXSports.com main page. It will probably have a banner or some reference to this new article area. Let's do this, Anthony. Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up this interview. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. Right now, if you want to read any of Anthony Roberts' information, you have to go to vpxsports.com. But in 30 days, Anthony will have his blog back. Won't that be a wonderful thing? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com TestCharge.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Anthony Roberts, and we have a surprise guest that just happened to call in. What would you like to say, sir?
Hey, Shakespeare for everyone. Oh, I'd like to tame your shrew. I know she does a lot of charity work. She handles all the policemen's balls.
That's
so,
a great
one. All right, so the first two quotes are from the bookstore, right? The bookstore
right.
And back to school.
Right.
Right? No, I could pick every Rodney Dangerfield quote out. I'm honestly, you have no idea. I'm like the biggest fan in the world of Rodney Dangerfield.
He was great. So there you go. No wonder why you like me, Anthony.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you didn't start doing this till probably you were the same age as Rodney, right? When he started getting
40 years old, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
not in my 40s. Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, you know, he used to, by the way, when he used to go on, you know, on television shows, when they would have commercials, he was still working selling siding. He would actually ask, hey, can I plug, you know, my siding company, like, when you go to commercial?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Later in the show, we're going to have Chris Masterjohn on. We're hopefully going to clear up some stuff about vitamin A. I get a lot of questions about vitamin A because of some of the shows we've done that actually are conflict with each other. So hopefully we're going to be able to knock this out of the park today. Right now we're talking with Anthony Roberts. So Anthony, where does this go now? Does it just disappear into the fabric and everybody forgets about it? You think anything's going to be done about it or what?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, I think one of the big things is if people are supporting this company and saying, well, I don't so much care about extorting parents, and yeah, John, pictures of Johnny with a gun in his mouth, that's cool with me. While those people might be, you know, out there, I think the majority of people are not that way. And I think even if you are the type of person to think that, you certainly wouldn't want to be marked as one.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, will CrossFit continue to let these guys, you know, advertise with them? Will the top athletes continue to wear their products and do videos? Because right now, if another media outlet picks it up and they have the 7 out of 10 top finishers and all these people who work for headquarters and are employed by the company wearing the shirts and talking the company up, you know,
now,
it's a bad look.
It needs to be understood, too, that you're not against CrossFit. In fact, you are a certified CrossFit trainer and you write articles for the CrossFit magazine, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not against, you know, obviously not. If you want to stand up and be counted among, you know, people like the sort that are running Progenics, then I want to make sure that you're counted among that group.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the people you want to take your stand with and say, look, we want to support these guys. We want illegal hacking. We want to extort parents.
Extortion, right.
We want to extort parents, the types of which support our CrossFit Kids program. Well, if you want to do that, that's great. I want to make sure everyone knows you're doing it, though. And I'm not saying that CrossFit is doing it. They need to be presented, I think, with this, you know, this information and make a decision. But they need to make one. I don't think being quiet and hoping it goes away while continuing to collect six figures is going to work. And I don't know that Reebok, you know, their other sponsor, we're talking about the Biggest Loser. Reebok's running CrossFit commercials, you know, during the Biggest Loser.
I saw them. I know.
Now, if you watch the CrossFit games, you'll see Progenics' banner right next to Reebok. Now, I'm wondering if that's something
that Reebok wants associated with them.
Yeah, because those two banners side by side, you know, I think it's a bad look for Reebok, who will inevitably find out. Who I'm 100% sure will find out about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the next step for Fox? You think Fox is going to look into this any deeper, or is that it?
I would have no idea. I mean, you know, people do follow-up articles all the time, and people move on to the next story. And
yeah.
I'm hoping that that they do a follow-up, or someone else does a follow-up, or I think it'll snowball. If not, you know, not incredibly quickly, you know, it'll definitely go on.
Yeah.
All right, listen, for those of you who miss reading Anthony's stuff, you know that his blog has been down, but it will be back up again. And right now he is calling VPXSports.com his home. Have you been working closely with John Romano?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I get to, you know, sort of write stuff and edit people's work. And, you know, there's a legal team that runs by my stuff before it goes out there. And, you know, so it's a different experience because I've always been like seat of the pants, kind of like breaking news goes straight onto my site, you know?
Right.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, speaking of breaking news, is it not Aaron Singerman's birthday today?
I don't know. Is it? If it is, happy birthday, Aaron.
I'm not even sure that I asked that question properly. Is it not? Yeah,
I think it is
Aaron's birthday. It was Aaron's birthday. Happy birthday, Aaron. I think I saw it on Facebook this morning.
Yes, it is. It is. Happy birthday, Aaron. I have to say that Aaron is in Houston with his dad. His dad is not well. I guess most of you probably know this because I think it was posted on his Facebook, so I'm not saying anything out of school, but his dad has colon cancer and is in his second or third round of chemo, and we're all praying that he gets better. Aaron is over there helping his dad right now. So as much of a happy birthday as you can have, happy birthday, Aaron, for sure.
Just wanted to make sure it just occurred to me for some reason out of nowhere that it was his birthday.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. That's great. Anthony, as usual, always great to have you on the show. I know that a lot of people probably feel that this is not the traditional Superhuman Radio story, but really it is when you think about the fact that this is a company that markets protein to those of us who spend a lot of money on protein powders to get bigger and stronger. And I think you should know where your dollars go. I really, really do.
No, you absolutely should know. I mean, it's no different than, you know, SOPA, where people stopped supporting GoDaddy because they didn't like how GoDaddy was supporting the Stop Online Piracy Act. There's no difference here.
Right,
Right. It's something you've talked about. You've written stuff on your Facebook. So, right. You know, it's definitely within the bounds.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll look forward to your new blog. In the meantime, visit vpxsports.com. Anthony, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Chris Masterjohn on, and hopefully we're going to put an end to all of these confusing questions about vitamin A supplementation. We'll be right back. Human, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we've done several different shows on vitamin A and vitamin D, vitamin K2, and so on and so forth. Okay, and the problem is that many of the vitamin A shows that we've done had conflicting information that prompted a lot of you listeners to email me and ask, A, what the hell, and B, what do I do? And I've been reluctant to talk about what I do because I don't think that I'm the smartest guy on the planet, and I could be wrong. The person I originally wanted to have on this show to talk about vitamin A when Sally Fallon actually came on the show was Chris Masterjohn. He's on today. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Great, great. And Chris, Chris has got a lot going on. First of all, Chris has two great websites. One of them that he writes a blog for called The Daily Lipid at cholesterolandhealth.com. The creator of the cholesterolandhealth.com website, but also you can read some of his stuff at Mother Nature Obeyed at westonaprice.org, which we all go to regularly, and that's where I found some of his information. But also he's written extensively on vitamin D and vitamin A, and so it's been suggested that we have him back on the we have him on the show to maybe help us clear up some of the conflicting information. And there is a lot of conflicting information out there when it comes to A, especially, isn't there, Chris?
Yes, I would definitely concur with that, Carl.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there are a couple of things going on. First of all, one of the central themes of my writings on the fat-soluble vitamins is that the fat-soluble vitamins, especially A and D and vitamin K2, interact with each other and cooperate together to provide certain functions. And if you have one way out of balance with the other, then you have an imbalance and you get negative results. And what we have in this country is a situation where probably everyone could use more of all the fat-soluble vitamins, but people's diets are particularly deficient in vitamin D, and if they're not getting sunshine, they're not getting vitamin D. And they do have a fair amount of vitamin A in them from different fortified foods and so on. But then you get into an even more extreme situation in, say, Sweden, where you have very little sunlight, so people are even more deficient in vitamin D, and they're still getting vitamin A from fortified foods and from whatever else they're eating. So you had some studies coming out suggesting that vitamin A contributes to osteoporosis in those countries. And in those countries, it probably is contributing to osteoporosis because these people are wildly deficient in vitamin D. So I think that because of these imbalances and the failure to take into account the interactions between all of the fat-soluble vitamins, people start blaming vitamin A instead of blaming the imbalance between the vitamins. And then finally, you know, everyone can do this, and I can be just as vulnerable to it as much as I try not to be, but we can all be a little bit sloppy with the conclusions we draw sometimes. And some of the things that I said about vitamin A are just based on sloppy interpretations of some of the evidence. But I do think the central theme there is the failure to take into account the interactions between all of these vitamins and to look at the whole large picture instead of just one part of it.
Is it irresponsible to supplement with just one of them? Is it for a long time I supplemented with just vitamin D until I learned about the importance of vitamin A. For me, one of the magic bullets of vitamin A, in my humble opinion, and maybe this is an example of poor interpretation of the science, but my thoughts are that vitamin A helps in stem cell differentiation. And I'm thinking stem cell therapy is all the rage. We could actually have our own stem cell therapy in our body with adequate amounts of vitamin A. There could be deployment and differentiation for organ and system repair. Am I off base on that entirely?
I don't think you are at all, but vitamin D also helps in stem cell differentiation, and I've written about two important cases of this that I think are very relevant to modern diseases. One is that vitamins A and D cooperate together to help convert stem cells within the teeth into odontoblasts, and these are like osteoblasts in your bones, but they're in your teeth, and they're what form new dentin, new laying down new mineralized matrix in the teeth. And I think it's, you know, if we look back at Weston Price's work, he was the dental researcher that the Weston A. Price Foundation is named after, who he wasn't the only one. There were several other people who replicated this, but he showed that you could feed diets very rich in minerals and fat-soluble vitamins to children with large amounts of tooth decay and have that tooth decay reversed without filling in the cavities.
Really?
And no doubt part of this was because the vitamins A and D in the diet were contributing to the differentiation of stem cells in the teeth into odontoblasts that could lay down new mineralized matrix in the tooth. But the other recent finding is that the same thing happens with stem cells in the pancreas, and I wrote a blog post over on Mother Nature Obeyed last year called New Evidence of Synergism Between Vitamins A and D Can They Cure Diabetes, and that's another interesting example of how vitamins A and D cooperate.
Is it reckless to take A and D without K?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because there is as yet no experimental evidence that directly addresses how the three of these in the diet interact at different doses. But here's what we do know. A large amount of experimental evidence going back at least to the 1930s has shown in a variety of different animal species that if you supplement just with large doses of D, you get toxicity. If you supplement with just large doses of A, you get toxicity. But if you combine the two, even in the absence of adding additional vitamin K, you get complete protection from both types of toxicity.
Hmm.
You can feed massive doses. Not that I'm recommending using these massive doses, but you can feed massive doses well beyond what I would take or what you would take, and you don't get the toxicity if you have the two vitamins together. Now, I came up with a hypothesis, and I published this in Medical Hypotheses in December of 2006, that part of what's going on is that vitamin D is increasing the need for vitamin K because it's, without its signaling partner, vitamin A, it's contributing to this massive increase in production of vitamin K-dependent proteins. And without the vitamin K there to activate them, these proteins are coming out non-functional. And these proteins are what direct calcium into the teeth and the bones where it belongs and keep that calcium out of the soft tissues, keep that calcium out of the blood vessels, out of the heart valves, out of the kidneys, out of the bladder, and so on and so forth. And what happens when you supplement vitamin A and D together is you get the proper signaling and you don't get this massive upregulation of vitamin K-dependent proteins. And Tufts University looked into this and they published a study in 2008 that showed that this is true. If you feed just vitamin D to an animal, and actually in this case they were treating the animals with the activated hormone forms of the vitamins, but it's similar. If they gave them the activated vitamin D, they would get this massive upregulation of vitamin K-dependent proteins. The proteins would be defective, and they wouldn't do their job, and so these animals would get kidney stones, kidney calcification.
Mm-hmm.
But if they gave the vitamin A, the production of vitamin K-dependent proteins was normal, and the vitamin K-dependent proteins were active. Because there was some vitamin K in the diet, obviously,
right.
And that protected against the kidney calcification. Now, I suspect that they could also have given those animals more vitamin K so that the vitamin K could keep up with all the vitamin K-dependent proteins mm-hmm. being produced and activate them properly, but no one has performed an experiment to address that question. So given that there are many lines of evidence suggesting that vitamin D toxicity is in, at least in part mediated by inducing this very high need for vitamin K without the vitamin K being there, I suspect that the ideal situation is to have all three of the vitamins together. But I do know, at least from experimental evidence, that even just vitamin A alone will offer a large degree of protection against vitamin D toxicity. So it's up in the air, but I think at this moment, before the research is complete, then what we should fall back on is the default position of traditional diets that we know were healthy. We know they contained all three of the vitamins, so we should get all three of the vitamins together.
Okay. I want to ask you one more question before we take our break. there seems to be some evidence to me, and again, I could be really off base on this, and that's why I want you to clarify, but there seems to be some evidence to me that there's a direct correlation between the amount of supplemented vitamin D required to elevate plasma levels of hydroxy D and its relationship to the amount of melanin or skin color. It seems that people who have lighter skin tend to require less D supplementation to reach that sweet spot of blood levels, where those of us with darker skin, like myself, we tend to need a little bit more D because maybe production and absorption is not as good for us because of the protective mechanism of the melanin in the skin. Have you found any correlation to that at all?
Sure, and I think that's well accepted by most vitamin D researchers that the more melanin you have in your skin, the longer it takes to synthesize vitamin D in the skin. Now, that's not to necessarily say that someone with dark skin can't produce just as much vitamin D as someone who has light skin, but it's going to take a lot longer. So if you get 10 or 20 minutes of sunshine every day, the person with the light skin is going to get much more vitamin D from the sun than the person with the dark skin. And if both of those people are trying, you know, if you have one person with light skin, one person with dark skin, if the person with light skin is getting more from the sun, then if you have both of those people try to take a supplement to bring their 25-OHD up to a certain level, then the person with light skin is going to require a much lower dose precisely because they're getting more from the sun.
Okay, okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to delve deeper into this. We're talking today with Chris Masterjohn. You can learn more about him by going to his website, cholesterolandhealth.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Chris Masterjohn. We're talking more about vitamin A. You can't talk about vitamin A without talking about vitamin D. We already know that. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what you feel from the research indicates what types of ratios we should be shooting for. Well, you know what? Back up. I'm sorry about that, Chris. Before we talk about supplementing with vitamin D, let's talk about beta carotene. There are some people who say beta carotene converts to active vitamin A. There are others that say it does not. Where do you stand on that?
I agree with both of those positions. Depending on who you are and the context, you might be able to derive sufficient sufficient vitamin A from beta carotene. Other people might not. So what we do know is that there's wild variation between the degree to which one person and another person converts beta carotene to vitamin A. And there is no clear evidence that this is a result of vitamin A status. In other words, there's no clear evidence that anyone will just convert as much beta carotene to vitamin A as they need. In fact, the evidence quite clearly indicates that that's not true. Some people just can't make enough beta carotene into vitamin A, either because they have specific genetic polymorphisms that make them less able to make that conversion, or they have metabolic issues. We can certainly speculate that people who do very well on a vegetarian diet are probably more likely to be good converters of beta carotene to vitamin A, and perhaps one of the reasons that some people don't do well on a vegetarian diet, we could speculate, is because they don't make that conversion well. So it's widely variable, and beta carotene is going to be sufficient for some people and not for others.
Okay. With that being said, we're talking about using the active form of vitamin A, which is called what?
Retinol is the true vitamin A.
Right.
And then if you supplement, it will usually be called retinol something, like retinol palmitate or something like that.
Right.
Because it's joined to some other carrier.
Right. And quite often this is liberated from cod liver oil. At least the one that I use appears to be liberated from cod liver oil, which is a good source of vitamin A. That's a whole another issue, cod liver oil. But with that being said, what do you feel is the right ratio of vitamin A to vitamin D when supplementing with these two vitamins, or should we call them hormones anyway? But go ahead.
Well, first of all, I do not think that we should call them hormones, because they're not. I would prefer to call them the raw materials of communication.
Okay.
And that was a headline in my most recent blog post. We can talk about that later. But you know, vitamin A is converted into a hormone, or at least a hormone like communication molecule, in a two-step process, and vitamin D is also converted to a hormone like communication molecule in a two-step process. But the actual vitamin D and the actual vitamin A are not hormones, and they're not communication molecules. They are the materials that our body uses to make those hormones or communication molecules. Second of all, I think whenever we address the doses that people should take or the ratios, we need to acknowledge that we don't know two things. One is the amounts that people should take and the ratio, and then the second one is if there is an ideal ratio. That said, that's not that we should just consign ourselves to hopelessness, but we need to acknowledge that if I make a recommendation, or if the Weston A. Price Foundation makes a recommendation, or if Dr. Cannell makes a recommendation, or if the Institute of Medicine makes a recommendation, it's a best guess at this point based on very limited evidence. So I will say this. I do think there is a range, probably, of acceptable ratios between the fat-soluble vitamins. And if you get way out of that range on one end or the other, then you're likely to have problems. I do not think that there is a precise ratio that everyone needs to aim for in order to reap the benefits of those vitamins, for the exact reason that we just talked about, because they are not hormones. They are the raw materials of communication. Our bodies have enzymes that turn them into those hormone-like molecules on an as-needed basis. So our bodies are not at the mercy of whatever we are eating. Our bodies decide how much to activate, how much to store, and so on. So I think there's probably a range of acceptable ratios. I do not think that we have good data on what the ideal amounts of each vitamin are, for the very reason that none of the studies that attempt to address this question take into account their interactions with each other. So if a study, for example, says that such and such amount of vitamin A is ideal, then that's assuming that you're getting the amount of vitamin D that everyone in that population is getting, which is usually too small,
right,
and vice versa. So I think what we need to fall back on for a general theme of common sense to help us make a decision in the face of all this uncertainty is the amount of fat-soluble vitamins that you would see in traditional diets of healthy populations before the advent of refined foods and all this other junk that's creating modern diseases. And there you can see vitamin A intakes as high as 30,000 IU per day in some Inuit populations, but probably, in my guess, much closer to 10,000 IU in the bulk of population. So you're going to see a range, but I think the traditional amount of vitamin A is probably close to 10,000 IU. It's just a best guess.
A day you're talking about?
A day, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a best guess.
Yes, right.
Within a wide range.
Right.
And for vitamin D, I think it's very difficult to tease out the effect of dietary vitamin D from sunshine, but I think we're looking on the order of several thousand IU of vitamin D per day would be the typical traditional value. But again, that is just the best guess at this point.
Why the body does not have any way to regulate what it does with vitamin A and D because they're fat soluble. People always talk about, at least one guest when coming on the show and explaining that, you know, supplementing with vitamin A was very, very dangerous, pointed to, I guess, an individual, I don't know if it was an Inuit or something, that ate a piece of polar bear liver and died of toxicity. And this was, I don't know if this happened in ancient times and they found the body, or it happened during recorded history times, but apparently, you know, polar bear liver is supposed to be extremely high in vitamin A, and this is where the notion of its toxicity and potential to kill an individual. Is there a upper threshold of vitamin A that could kill you?
Yes, but the polar bear incident is a very wishy-washy example of it. And I had a reasonably detailed discussion of the polar bear liver issue in my article, The Pursuit of Happiness, which is on WestonAPrice.org. And I cite a book chapter by Wallace about it's an anthropological psychology book, and it was actually addressing the question of why certain forms of hysteria develop in the native Arctic populations. But this particular book chapter was looking at the question of vitamins A and D, and a discussion of the traditional folklore about polar bear liver. And the traditional folklore is that polar bear liver is toxic, but if you remove the outer membrane from it, you can render it non-toxic. And that seriously calls into question whether the toxicity of polar bear liver, as recognized by these native populations who sometimes consume it, actually results from the vitamin A, because the vitamin, if you remove the membrane, all the vitamin A is still there.
Right.
So it's possible that people got vitamin A toxicity from polar bear liver, but that it's not so straightforward as people make it out to be. But yes, there is an upper limit to vitamin A, and that limit, we could probably classify different levels of toxicity with vitamin A. The real upper limit that's really going to basically poison you is when you consume so much vitamin A that you're overloading your liver's ability to store it. And when you overload your liver's ability to store the vitamin A, then basically the cells that store the vitamin A start rupturing, and all of the storage forms of vitamin A start flooding out.
Ah.
And so you're probably getting liver damage, and you're getting this storage form of vitamin A in your blood.
Overflow, right.
The conventional view at this moment is that you can get a blood test for that, and you can test for serum retinol and serum retinol esters. And if serum retinol esters are more than 10% of the total, then that indicates that your liver is overloaded with vitamin A. If you ask your doctor to get these tests, in anecdotal experience, good chance the doctor will say yes and then come back with just serum retinol, because they like
really?
To do that. Yeah. But in any case...
Is it because they just aren't in the know, or because labs don't order it? Or why would they do that if they say they're going to do it and not do it then?
Well, I think it's for the same reason that, you know, I've asked my doctor for a complete thyroid panel and gotten back TSH.
TSH, right.
It's just because they already have in their mind what the appropriate test is. And most of them think, you know, oh, the patient went on the internet somewhere and read some kooky website about something. I'll just order what you know,
I think
the
he needs
proper
right.
test.
Right.
So I just think that they're not educated about that particular test, because it's not something that seems relevant.
There's a naturopath who comes on my show regularly named Dr. Jared Scourin, who said one day during a show that in third world countries they will use a bolus dose of like 200,000 IUs of vitamin A to treat measles and childhood illnesses like that with great success. And I thought 200,000 IUs in a single dose sounds like something that would be dangerous. I guess it's not dangerous if you don't have enough vitamin A in your liver and you've got room to store it, is what you're saying.
Right. So if you had liver damage for other reasons, that could also potentially make vitamin A supplementation problematic in large doses. But right, the real big level of toxicity is when you have way too much vitamin A compared to what your liver can store. Now, that said, this is sort of like, it's, you know, to take an analogy, the hallmark of vitamin D toxicity is hypercalcemia.
Right.
But there's evidence that you can develop kidney stones from vitamin D at levels lower than those that cause hypercalcemia. So I think you can also develop problems from chronically taking vitamin A at levels that are below the levels needed to blow your liver to smithereens. And so that's where the question of taking them together is. I think if you're supplementing with a high dose of vitamin A and you're very deficient in vitamin D, you're going to get problems from that maybe aren't detectable by the the most surefire tests. And the reverse of that is true as well with vitamin D. I don't think that you can say, oh, 10,000 IU of vitamin D is safe regardless of the circumstance or regardless of whether you have enough vitamin A in your diet just because it doesn't cause hypercalcemia. I think, you know, these vitamins have lower-level subclinical toxicity that can appear when they're way out of balance with each other.
Right. And so the responsible thing really is,
If you, and this is the hard part. I think a lot of people shy away from supplementing with A and D because of my next statement. The responsible thing is to have blood work done when you're supplementing with A and D. You know, albeit, you have to pay for the blood work most likely. If you're not wanting your doctor to do it, you can't turn it into insurance. There's lots of inexpensive alternatives with blood spot to do A and D, levels. But I really think, and this goes for me, I think this week I'm going to do A, and I actually have a D test at home that I haven't used. I'm going to try to get the two tests that you suggest as well somehow. And I think I need to, before I invest in another bottle of vitamin A and vitamin D, I need to invest in doing blood work. That's the responsible thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that, I think it's a good idea to, I mean, I think that there's a lot of, you know, uncertainty about interpreting the blood work and limitations, but we do know a little bit about what ideal blood levels of these things are. So I think the more you know about your health, the better. I mean, it can't hurt you to get the blood test by any means.
No. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up. We're talking this hour with Chris Masterjohn. You could learn more about him. I love this website. I want to talk a little about your website also. Go to cholesterol-and-health.com. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Here's a good question that I just had emailed to me, Chris.
Yeah?
Supplementing with vitamin A and D, what effect does the current low-fat fad diets in America have? Or what effect do they have on the absorption of these supplements?
Well, there is some research. I mean, clearly these supplements are absorbed through the fat-soluble pathways in the intestine, and there is some research that suggests that the more fat you have in the diet, the more you're going to absorb of any of the fat-soluble vitamins. But I don't think it's been clearly characterized. I mean, what you would really want is studies with humans using several different dosages of these fat-soluble vitamins and using meals with different levels of fat and actually quantify the effect. So I don't think we have that level of detail to answer the question, but I mean, we can reasonably say that the lower the fat in the diet, the less absorption you're going to get of these vitamins from food.
So should I be taking my A and D with a meal? I take my D first thing in the morning, and it is actually 1,000 IUs per drop, and it is in an oil, oil base. Is that adequate amount of fat for absorption, or should I be taking it with a meal?
If you want maximal absorption, I believe you should take it with a meal, it should be a meal that has fat.
Okay, let's.
I mean, that's to maximize the absorption. If you've decided that you're always going to take your vitamin D first thing in the morning, and that you're going to take as much that gives you a certain blood level, if you achieve that blood level, then you don't have to worry about tweaking it anymore.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. Okay, let's move on to something a little bit differently. You posted in your blog about the relationship of vitamin A and vitamin D to autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune disorders are on the rise in this country. We've speculated and talked about the contribution of our current diet to the manifestation of autoimmune disorders. What's the research on A and D and their relationship to autoimmune disorders?
Well, I blogged about a new study that was done in mice, and there was also a part of the paper that dealt with human cells. And what they were arguing in this paper, and they have some pretty good evidence for it, is that there's a certain type of helper T cell, which is an immune cell, that is involved in a variety of different autoimmune disorders, including inflammatory bowel diseases and psoriasis and rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. And what they did was they used a mouse model of autoimmune disease. And in this mouse model, they basically took a nasty chemical that is known to produce an autoimmune skin reaction and rubbed it on the ears of the mice. And they treated the mice with deactivated hormone forms of either vitamin A or vitamin D at different doses or combined together. And what they found was that the effect was synergistic, so that the ideal thing to have was vitamin A and vitamin D together. And in fact, if you had vitamin A and D together, you could actually reduce the dose that you needed of either of them because they had such powerful synergy. And it appears to relate, at least in part, to their ability to suppress the development of these cells called Th17 cells that contribute to the inflammation. But, you know, you also brought up a historical question, which is why are they on the rise? And I'm working on a blog post right now, which is whether the historical use of cod liver oil contributed to the historical decline of tuberculosis in developed countries between 1850 and 1950. And if you look at the historical record, cod liver oil, which is rich in both vitamins A and D, was being used to treat tuberculosis and a number of other diseases beginning around the turn of the 19th century, so in the end of the 1700s, but especially through the 1800s. And by the middle of the 19th century, by 1850, It was a very popular remedy for tuberculosis throughout a good deal of Europe and in the United States. And there, in the experience of the Royal Brompton Hospital, which was first published in 1848, but has just been revisited in the British Medical Journal at the end of this past December. In their experience, cod liver oil was able to cut the mortality from tuberculosis in half and was able to dramatically increase the rate of complete resolution of the disease. And in their long-term experience, which they published a couple decades later, they concluded that cod liver oil increased the survival of the length of time that someone would survive if they had severe tuberculosis by at least fourfold. Wow. And what we see in the historical record, right now I'm working on getting actual data, actual gallons of cod liver oil imported per year data, but what we see is that from 1850 to 1950, tuberculosis mortality steadily declined and basically disappeared. By the time they introduced the antibiotics and the vaccine for tuberculosis, tuberculosis mortality
disappeared.
Had almost disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
And
I've heard that before.
And I know this is true at least for certain portions of this period, but I highly suspect that cod liver oil consumption in Britain and the United States steadily increased from 1850 to 1950, because what we see is that the uses that it was used for expanded during that whole entire time. So in the middle of the 19th century, it was used for tuberculosis, for rickets, for eye diseases. And then when the Royal Brompton Hospital published their report, that probably greatly increased the interest in cod liver oil as a treatment for tuberculosis. But then as we see the discovery of the vitamins, the vitamins A and D were both discovered from cod liver oil.
Right.
So this greatly increased the publicity of cod liver oil. And you can see in Britain, I think it was in the 1930s, when they decided that they were going to tax imported oils, there was a huge outcry from the public and from the medical establishment. In the British Medical Journal and in the Lancet, the medical establishment was decrying this because they were not omitting cod liver oil from the tax, and they said that many a child in the poorer parts of Britain owes their very life to cod liver oil. And they said in the Lancet, the Lancet editorialized report after report for maternal nutrition, tooth decay, tuberculosis, all of these things, again and again emphasizes that people are not getting the fresh foods that they should get. And when they can't get the fresh foods that have the vitamins A and D, they need the cod liver oil because it's the most convenient source to get nutrition into people's diets. And between 1920 and 1940, there was research showing that cod liver oil greatly decreased mortality from the measles, greatly decreased mortality from puerperal fever, which is the bedside fever that that women would often die from after they gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
And they even started investigating its ability to decrease the incidence of the common cold, and they had clinical trials that showed cod liver oil reduced the incidence of the common cold, and they were claiming that this was saving industry millions and millions of dollars every year because they weren't losing productivity when people would stay home from work having the cold.
Right.
And then what you see is around the time of World War II, interest in antibiotics emerged. And, the first successful one actually came from the Nazis, but other people were working on what became penicillin eventually at this time. And when penicillin was developed, the American military spent millions of dollars establishing facilities to produce penicillin all over the country. And these antibiotics were seen as sort of, magic bullets that could treat infectious diseases. So the interest in cod liver oil waned at that point.
Right.
And now it has disappeared. But what we're realizing now is that antibiotics can seriously screw up your intestinal flora. and that vitamin A and vitamin D from cod liver oil are necessary to prevent autoimmune diseases. So when you replace cod liver oil with antibiotics, what do you get?
Yeah.
A screwed up gut and suboptimal intake of the fat-soluble vitamins. That's a recipe for autoimmune disease.
Right, right. You know, we have to take this interview to another direction now, because you have invoked the you know, so much information about cod liver oil. We've done shows. We actually did a show about cod liver oil. And, you know, I came away with supplementing with A and D instead of taking cod liver oil, because my head was spinning about cod liver oil. You know, so many of them are ultra refined, and then they have to add the A and D back into them. Then you have the other end of the spectrum, like the fella I had on from Green Pastures, who
right.
makes a fermented cod liver oil that, I'm sorry, but it's so foul tasting. It's so hard to take. You know, I mean, I mean, it's so good for you, but who cares if you can't take it every single day? I resorted to the capsules for a while. So now we have to talk about cod liver oil, Chris, because of what you've done. Okay. We have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask your opinion. Should I be taking cod liver oil, or should I be just supplementing with A and D? We're talking with Chris Masterjohn. You can learn more about him. He's got a great website that you must visit. I've been checking it out during the break. It's Cholesterol and Health. It's cholesterol-and-health.com. And very, very interesting information there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and test charge is unlike
any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
S-T-E-D-C-M-D.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, I've asked my listeners to help me out. If you download your show through iTunes, please go and rate the show and make a comment about it. Help me. I've been relegated to the basement of the health section. I produce more shows than anybody else out there. I think I do pretty decent content. I mean, maybe I don't. I don't know. Maybe you don't. Maybe, you know, who cares what I think? I guess what you think is what counts. But I get no respect. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of radio show hosts on iTunes. So help me out. Go to iTunes and log into your account and rate the show and make a comment about the show, even if it's just one word. Good. Caveman style. Help me out. Okay. My guest this hour is Chris Masterjohn. You can visit his website at cholesterol-health.com. If they go to cholesterolandhealth.com, do they still get there, or is that a different website?
If you go to cholesterolandhealth.com and click on blog, that'll take you to the Daily Lipid. The blog link is located in the upper right of the screen.
Okay.
And if you go to blog to the Daily Lipid, that's the best place to keep up with all of my writings, because that's not only the most frequent place that I post, but I also post links to everything else.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'll post a link to this radio show there. I post a link to everything that I put on westernandprice.org is linked there, and so on. So the other way to get there is to go to blog.cholesterol-and-health.com, or to just go to Google and type in the Daily Lipid, and that should bring you right to my blog. And from there, you can subscribe to the blog with an RSS or by email. And or if you're not a subscription type of person, you can just head over to the blog once a week or once a month and see what's been posted.
Okay, now, the magic question. Should I be taking cod liver oil for all of its other benefits that aren't even spoken about, the synergistic food source of A and D, or should I be taking my vitamin D and vitamin A separately? Does it matter?
Well, I think that it's always the ideal to get vitamins from their natural context, which is usually food, and in the case of vitamin D, it also includes sunshine. And I think that that is a common theme that you find not only in alternative circles, but I think that, you know, even the mainstream nutritional establishment tends to favor that point of view as well. And I think it goes back to Weston Price's philosophy, which is basically an acknowledgement, you know, this was true back when he wrote in the 1930s and 40s, but it's just as true now, that we don't know everything about nutrition. So we know cod liver oil, for example, was successful in all those different therapeutic cases, and we know that it was used successfully to reverse tooth decay and all kinds of things like that. So I think that the ideal thing is to get vitamins A and D from cod liver oil, from liver, from sunshine, and so forth. But I don't want to rule out using the supplements, because there might be certain situations that call for supplementation, and being unable to tolerate the taste of the fermented cod liver.
Yeah, that stuff is brutal, man. No, I mean, look, great product. I know it's made, you know, according to the way they made it back in biblical times and all that sort of stuff. But, man, it's hard to tolerate. It really is. So, but, okay, so I have cod liver oil. But the problem that Sally Fallon pointed out on the show is that a lot of this stuff is refined and changed in one way or another. I mean, is it adequate?
Yeah, and most cod liver oil is junk, and I would highly recommend against just going out and buying the first cod liver oil you see on a shelf. A lot of cod liver oil, too, is now is very low in vitamin D, and that was one of
right.
Dr. Cannell's very legitimate criticisms of cod liver
right.
oil.
Right.
So what you want to do is get a quality cod liver oil. I use that one that you can't stand personally. I use Dave Wetzel's fermented cod liver oil.
But it doesn't have much A and D in it. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it has. As a matter of fact, it has a varying amount. He gives a range. It's like between this and this because production isn't precise, obviously, and that's the way it should be. But with that being said, it doesn't have a lot of A and D in it.
Yeah, it's got a pretty good amount. I don't have it in front of me. But in any case, I also don't use cod liver oil as the sole source of vitamin A and D anyway. I try to get sunshine and I eat liver as well.
Okay.
So to me, cod liver oil should just be an adjunct to the diet. I don't think it should be the sole source of anything in the diet.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes perfect
sense. And I don't necessarily think that everyone needs to use cod liver oil either. It's just a very convenient way get vitamins A and D and omega 3 fatty acids.
Do you think that the more publicized brands, like I have some Carlson's, they make fish oil, Carlson's cod liver oil. Do you think that that is an acceptable brand, or is that also one that you would just recommend that you wouldn't take? Let's put it that instead of saying recommend, is that one you would take?
I'd have to look up the nutritional values. I'm not sure what they're doing now. I know it, for a while they were producing an oil that had a very low amount of vitamin A in it. But I haven't kept up to date with what they're doing.
It's got that. I think that Sally Fallon was the one who came on and promoted a 10-to-1 ratio, or I'm trying to think what the ratio was that she suggested, or 2-to-1. I think it was 10-to-1 ratio. She thought that your vitamin A, vitamin D amounts in cod liver oil should be 10-to-1. So if you had 4,000 IUs of D, it should have 400 IUs of A. And that's what she came on the show and talked about. I'm 90% sure that that's what she said. And the Carlson's does adhere to that because it has 4,000, I want to say 800 and something IUs of D and 480 something IUs of A. So it is a 10-to-1 ratio. You think that's...
Wait. 4,000 of D and 400 of A?
Yes, yes.
I'm positive that if Sally said that, she meant it in the reverse.
Really?
Yeah.
So it should have more A to D than D. Okay.
I don't want to endorse any specific ratios. Like I said before, I don't know what the ideal ratio is, but I think that that's quite unnatural to have a cod liver oil so low in vitamin A. I think it's fine if you're going to use that as a source of vitamin D, but you should probably be eating liver or a lot of vegetables rich in beta carotene if you're a good converter and so on. I don't think that you would want to get by with that as your sole source of vitamin A.
Gotcha. Okay. Listen, Chris, do you have anything coming up? Any seminars, any book releases? What's going on?
Well, right now I'm mostly working on graduating, but I have some interesting blog posts in the mix. I am working on a book. It'll probably be out next year that's going to be on heart disease, so you can keep an eye out for that. And I have some research that I'm doing now that I'll eventually blog about. But the best way to keep up with me is to just subscribe to the Daily Lipid. That's at blog.cholesterolandhealth.com. Just search for it in Google, and you can also follow me on Facebook or Twitter as well.
There you go. Great. Listen, thanks for making yourself available with such short notice for this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Carl. I really enjoyed my appearance.
I want to have you back on. I don't want to kind of give away the ghost, but I want to have you back on within the next few weeks, okay?
All righty.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Carl. I look forward to it.
All right, so there you have it. Thanks to Anthony Roberts. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a blog right now, but you can find him at vpxsports.com. Thanks to Chris Masterjohn. Go to his website, cholesterol-and-health.com. He's got some great articles up there. And please rate the show on iTunes and help me get out of the basement at iTunes over there, okay? All right, thanks a lot. See you tomorrow.